USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governments around the world are quickly responding to a new COVID-19 variant first reported in South Africa called Omicron. The World Health Organization has classified it as a highly transmissible virus of concern. President Biden has been briefed, and health officials in the administration say they've been in contact with their South African counterparts to learn as much about it as possible.
There's a lot of travel. You never know exactly where it are, and that's the reason why we're getting together to them to try and get the precise molecular makeup of it so you could actually test for it.
On advice from the CDC, the Biden administration announced it will join Asian and European countries in restricting travel for people coming from South African countries starting on Monday. Markets tumbled after the news of the new variant. The Dow is down 905 points. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The world is remembering a Broadway legend.
Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
Composer Stephen Sondheim has passed away at the age of 91. He was responsible for many classics, including Send in the Clowns, which was a hit for Judy Collins in 1973. Other works of Sondheim include West Side Story, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, and Into the Woods. Five of his shows won Tony Awards for Best Musical. His show, Sunday in the Park with George, earned the 1985 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. A new film adaptation of his musical West Side Story, directed by Steven Spielberg, is scheduled to have its world premiere in New York City on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Supply chain shortages are disrupting holiday decorating. Here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg with the story.
The supply chain crisis is not only having an impact on stores and malls across the country, but also Christmas trees as we head towards the holiday. Ed Gallo owns Gallo Family Christmas Trees in Tampa, Florida. He tells Fox News Live bigger Christmas trees have been hard to come by.
We're lucky enough to get a few in the beginning. We opened up last Friday, and the bigger ones were gone early. My supplier was lucky enough to get me a few more, but it's not going to be like it was in years past.
The National Christmas Tree Association saying it expects steady price increases over the next few years to only get worse. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
With coronavirus pandemic rules allowing shoppers to return to stores for Black Friday, customers did find less congestion and crowds, but fewer items and longer waits because of staffing shortages and supply chain shortages. Best Buy, Target, and Walmart all offered large saving events throughout their stores, hoping to lure customers out of their homes. The pandemic, though, has continued to play a role because of the global supply chain issues that have created a shortage in inventory. The shortage is expected to continue throughout the Christmas season. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.